The Licking Park District will have a ribbon-cutting ceremony at Infirmary Mound Park in Granville on noon Saturday to unveil new additions to the park. The new features will include a bouldering wall, a climbing pole, accessible treehouse, zip lines, and other additions. The project is part of a four-phase nature playscape area. Utility customers in Mount Vernon are being asked to check their recent wastewater, stormwater, and water bills online after some received emails incorrectly showing they owed $0 and 0 cents. The error was due to a third-party data transfer issue during routine billing process. The issue only affects customers set up to receive emailed bills. November is Carbon Monoxide Awareness Month, and Columbia Gas of Ohio urging people to use caution as they start to warm their homes. Just make sure you have a CO2 detector on each floor of your home and in every bedroom. I'm Ron Jordan reporting. New Albany Plain local district leaders are thanking voters for passing Issue 40. The two-phase funding approach, which will permit the district to complete new capital projects. Between 2025 and 2028, the district will complete a new elementary school for grades 1 and 2, a high school, technology hub, renovation of original middle school stadium, and a larger relocated transportation facility. Meanwhile, it's back to the drawing board for the Reynoldsburg City School Board after their proposed emergency operating levy didn't pass. The district had not asked for a levy in over 14 years, but had recently started spending more than they were bringing in. In unofficial results, Barry Lester defeated Chuck Rogers for the open Knox County Commissioner's seat, left open when Teresa Bemmeler decided not to run. The Central Ohio Joint Fire District's replacement levy failed, and the Fredericktown Recreation District's replacement levy failed. I'm Ron Jordan reporting.